The Press TV News in Brief. Exit polls from Spain's general elections show the ruling conservative People's Parties failed to garner a majority despite winning the most seats. This is because a considerable number of seats are projected to go to the left-wing coalition of the Unidos Podemos, which has come in second. At least 8 people lost their lives in a fresh wave of Saudi airstrikes across Yemen. Saudi warplanes bombarded the western province of Sana'a early Sunday morning, leaving 5 people dead. Separately, 3 women were killed when Saudi strikes hit residential areas in southwestern Al-Lahij province as well. Fighting between Ansarullah fighters and forces loyal to former Yemeni President Mansour Hadi has left more than 40 people dead. This is while UN Chief Ban Ki-moon urges rival factions in Kuwait to accept a peace plan. Talks have so far failed to achieve a result. The Syrian army has made fresh gains in its operations against Al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terrorists in Hama province. A government troop supported by popular forces managed to restore security to the village of Ramlia, that's near the city of As-Salamiyah. Over 60 Nusra Front terrorists were killed in the clashes. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has vowed the country's flag will be raised in Mosul soon. Mosul is ISIL's last remaining stronghold following the retaking of the city of Fallujah. Iraqi forces fully liberated the strategic city of Fallujah from Daesh terrorists. Lawyer of Bahraini rights activist Nabil Rajab says his defendant will face trial for tweets condemning the Persian Gulf Arab Kingdom's prison system and its involvement in the Yemen war. Rajab could face up to 13 years in prison. He was arrested earlier this month on unspecified charges. An Israeli official says Tel Aviv has reached a reconciliation deal with Turkey to end a 6-year dispute. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to announce the details soon. Relations between Israel and Turkey soured back in 2010 following an Israeli naval raid that killed 9 Turkish activists. And the Italian Coast Guard has rescued over 3,300 refugees off the Mediterranean just over the weekend. Asylum seekers were pulled out of the sea in 26 operations north of the Libyan coast. This is while 1 adult was found dead and 4 others injured. And that is your news in brief.